notes. Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Chav Vav 26. We're going to pick up on daf Chav Hey. I'm based at the Mishnah. Want to thank our Talmud Torah sponsor of the month, Uncle Mike Holtzman. Thank you. Okay, says the Mishnah. Higia Yovel, now this is actually a concept that we were introduced to previously. Higia Yovel, if it reaches Yovel, Vlo Nigala Hakoanim. I'm sorry, Vlo Nigala, and so this is talking about someone is Makdish Asteachuza, and he's not Goel it before, someone's Makdish Asteachuza, and it gets, he's not Goel it before Hakohanim Nechnasim Latocha. So we know that the Torah tells it goes to the Kohanim. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, which we were introduced to previously, is that it is set to go to the Kohanim, but the Kohanim have to actually pay money. Now, mind you, if this is talking about a case where someone was makdish a steachuza, an ancestral field, and no one was goalit from Hekdish, so it sat in Hekdish till now. So now the owner forfeits his rights to it. He no longer has a right to be goalit and get it back as a steachuza. But on the other hand, it does not go to the Kohanim until they pay money, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if what happened here was the person was makdish his steachuza, and then someone else was goalit from Hekdish, so Hekdish got money. At that time, as soon as someone else was goalit, and it no longer goes back to the original owner, nor does it stay with the person who was goalit, it goes to Yovel. Now, Yovel, it goes out to the Kohanim. So even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the Kohanim don't have to pay money if someone paid money to Hekdish between the time that the person was makdish the field and Yovel. So this is the case where the Kohanim have to pay money, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only where the person was Makdish's field, no one was Goalit, and now it hits Yovel, so it's standing there for the Kohanim to take it, but they have to put up money. Rabbi Shimon says, Nechnasim v'lo nosnim. We were introduced to this opinion as well. Rabbi Shimon says, no, at the end of the day, when if someone is Makdish Esteachuza, whether anyone else is Goalit or not, at Yovel it goes to the Kohanim, they don't have to pay any money, it just goes to them. Rabbi Lazar says, he has a different opinion, which we were not introduced to previously. He says as follows, Lo nechnasin v'lo nosnin. He says, not only do they not get to the Kohanim, not get to unearth, this is saying, if someone was makdish esteachuza, no one was goalit, not only did the Kohanim not get to go in, but even if they were willing to pay money, they couldn't go in. They're not entitled to the field. Ella Nikre's Sada Retushin. It's considered a Sada Retushin, which Rashi says is Azuva, it's left or it's abandoned. So it gets this halach of a state Retushin. And Ad HaYovel HaSheni. So then basically, what we're doing, according to Rabbi Lazar, we're always looking, we need to find someone who's going to redeem it from Hekdesh. And until such time as someone redeems it from Hekdesh, it's not eligible to go to the Kohanim. So therefore, if in the 25th year of Yovel, someone was Makdish is Steachuza, and no one was Goalit, so it hits Yovel. So says Rabbi Lazar, nothing happens now. It doesn't go to the Kohanim. They couldn't pay money if they want. What do we have to do? We have to wait for Yovel to end. And then, again, it's available for someone to be Goalit. And if someone's Goalit, then the next Yovel would come to the Kohanim. So Higia Yovel HaSheni V'lo Nigala Nikres Retushe Retushin Ara Yovel HaShlishi. And similarly, if for whatever reason, it wasn't a good deal, because in other words, So remember, a steachuza has to be redeemed at this rate of 50 shkalim for a base core. So maybe it's just not worth it. People don't want it. So if no one was goalit, it goes through another yovel cycle, and basically it goes forever. La olam ena kohanim nechnasan latocha achi galena acher. Basically, according to him, it has to be someone, in order for it to go to the Kohanim, someone has to be goalit at some point. And until such time as that happens, it could go for 1,000 years, it's not going to the Kohanim, and it's not going back to the original owner until someone is goalit from Hekdesh. That's our Mishnah, three views. The Kohanim go in and they pay, the Kohanim go in and don't have to pay, or the Kohanim can't even go in until someone was goal the Sada. But again, according to all of these opinions, if a regular case was someone was makdish a field, a steachuza, someone else was goalit, then comes Yovel, it goes out to the Kohanim, and everyone agrees the Kohanim would not have to pay any money. Says the Gemara, My time at Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, who was of the opinion that they have to pay money, why does he say that the Kohanim have to pay money in order to get it? So Gamar Kodesh Kodesh mi Makdish Bias. So he learns a Gzer Shava between the word Kodesh that's written here by someone who's Makdish Steachuza and the word Kodesh that's written by someone who is Makdish his house. So someone who's Makdish his house says that he's giving his house to Hekdish. That's obviously Kedushas Damim. It receives monetary sanctity. So what do we say? Mala halam bedamim afkam bedamim. So you see that there's a comparison, and so we know that someone who's Makdish's house, what's the way that that it gets out of that status is by someone paying money. So we're saying that just like by a house that was given to Hekdish, the way it gets out of Hekdish is by money being paid. So too, steachuza, the way it goes out from Hekdish to the Kohanim is by someone paying money. Rabbi Shimon, who's of the opinion that the Kohanim get it free, regardless of whether someone was goel or not. So how does he learn? How does he learn that the Kohanim get it for free? Gamar Kodesh Kodesh mi Kivse Atzeres. So he learns the Gzer Shava from the word Kodesh Kodesh, that it's written by Steachuza, and it's also written by the Kivse Atzeres. The Kivse Atzeres are the lambs that accompany the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. Why are we picking specifically that one? Because those are shlamim. Generally, a shlamim goes to the owner. The case where shlamim go to the kohanim is kivsei atzeres. So what are we saying? Mala halam b'chinam, afkam b'chinam. Because we know that the kivsei atzeres is part of the chavdal of matnas kohuna, that it's the 24 gifts to the kohen, and so the kohen gets it for free. That's how it works. It's a shlamim that gets given to the kohen. So we're going to say that we see that there's a gzeir shava between kivsei atzeres and steachuza, so it's coming to tell you that just like the kohen gets kivsei atzeres for free, so too the kohen is entitled to, once someone was makdish steachuza and either did not redeem it or someone did redeem it and now it's coming to the kohen and he gets it for free. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda nami nalef mi kivsei atzeres. So there's a question on Rabbi Yehuda. Wait a second. Why are you saying he has to pay money? Why don't you learn from just like kivsei atzeres come to the kohen for free, so to steachuza that the owner was not goel, it should come to the kohanim for free. Why don't you learn from kivsei atzeres? So Rabbi Yehuda would tell you, done in kache bedek abayis amud aleph chavav amud aleph mikache bedek abayis ain done in kache bedek abayis mikache mizbeach. Because we have a choice. We have kodesh kodesh. We can learn from the case of someone who's makdish his house, or we could learn from kivsei atzeres. So says Rabbi Yehuda, since we're talking about steachuza, which is, we're talking about monies that go to Hekdish and have kedushas damim, the field is given to Hekdish, so I'd rather learn the gzeir shavah to a parallel case where it's kedushas damim, which would be the case of someone who's makdish his house, as opposed to kivsei atzeres. We're talking about kachem izbech, it's a different category. So I'd rather learn from something that's conceptually similar. The steachuza is conceptually similar to someone who's makdish's house more than it is similar to an animal that's a carbon. Rabbi Shimon nami nalef mi makdish bias. So, okay, what about Rabbi Shimon? Why do you say we learn from kivsei atzeres that it's free? Why don't you instead learn from makdish bias, which is similar in the sense that it's kedushas damim, that just like someone who's makdish's house, the only way it comes out of hekdish is if you pay for it, so too the kohanim should have to pay for their entitlement to get the steachuza at the ovo. So we say no, because done in davar shematan lekohanim, davar shematan lekohanim, vein done in davar shematan lekohanim, davar shematan lekohanim. So he says again, same choice. I'm faced with the choice: do I compare steachuza to someone who's makdish's house, or do I compare it to the kivsei atzeres? He says, I'd rather compare it to kivsei atzeres, because both steachuza, the entitlement that it goes to the kohanim, that's also one of the chavdal of matnas kohuna. And so if I'd rather compare the case of steachuza, which is one of the matnas kohuna, to another case of matnas kohuna, which is kivsei atzeres, rather than compare it to something that's totally different, which would be the case of someone who's makdish his house. Okay. So now we've established where Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda learned their halachas. So now we're going to learn a rather extended piece to try and understand where Rabbi Eliezer gets his opinion. Where Rabbi Eliezer gets his opinion about his view being that the Kohanim cannot get access to it until such time as someone is goel it from Hekdesh. So we say as follows, Amar Rabba, we're at the Gemara six lines down on Chavav Amun Aleph, Amar Rabba, my time at the Rebbe Lezer. That's Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'imlo yigal es hasada. So the pasuk says, alright, so this is a little, let's pay attention to the structure of the pasuk here. The pasuk says, v'imlo yigal es hasada, and if the sada was not redeemed, v'im machar es hasada li'ish acher, and if the field was sold to someone else, so there's a question of, if it's not redeemed, which presumably means it just hit Yovel without having been redeemed, or it was sold to someone else, lo yigal od. So the pasuk is saying that the owner no longer, this is the halacha steachuza. If we talked about this yesterday, if a person is makdish is steachuza, and he doesn't, he has, you know, the clock starts. If anyone gets there before him to be goal it, he loses his rights to the steachuza. He needs to do it. So the pasuk is saying, if he was not goal it, or it got sold, meaning it went all the way to Yovel, or it was sold to someone else, so then he cannot redeem it anymore. And then the next pasuk, or a few pasukim later, says, "Bishnasa Yovel Yashav Asadla Asher Kaneimit." I'm sorry, that we're going to get to later. So we're saying, I'm sorry. So we're saying as follows: "In Lo Yigal Asada, if it went to Yovel and he wasn't Gal Asada, Lo Yigal Od." So now, mind you, we're skipping something in the pasuk here. We're taking the beginning of the pasuk. If he was not Gal Asada, and then we're going to the end of the pasuk, Lo Yigal Od, it's not going to be redeemed anymore. V'im Machar Asada. So then, if the sada was sold, v'haya sada b'tseiso b'yovel, that's when the sada will go out in Yovel. So basically, what we're doing is as follows: as we're taking the first, I'm sorry, it's probably easier if we're looking at chumash. We're taking the first part of the pasuk, v'imlo yigal asada, and connecting that to the end of the pasuk, there's a lo yigal od. So it's saying that if the owner was not Goal the Sada by Yovel, so then he can no longer be Goal it anymore. So that's one halacha that, the way we're learning, that's one halacha that his rights disappear at the time Yovel hits, he no longer has rights. But then we're taking the second part of the first pasuk, and we're saying, V'machar es hasada, if this field was sold to someone, and we're connecting that to the subsequent pasuk, which talks about v'haya asada b'tseiso b'yovel, which talks about it going to the kohanim. So therefore, what are we saying? We're saying that the only time the field goes to the kohanim is if it was sold to someone, right? So what's the case of sold to someone was galut? So in other words, we said before, if someone's makdish is steachuza, according to Rabbi Elazar, that if no one bought the field in this Yovel, they have to wait till next Yovel. And if no one bought it next Yovel, you have to wait till the following Yovel. Why? Because he's connecting that part of the pasuk, the part of the pasuk that says v'im machar es hasada, he's connecting that to the psukim that talk about it going to the kohanim. So he's saying, well, there's two separate halachas here. If the owner is not goalit by the time it hits Yovel, he cannot be goalit anymore. His rights are gone. But that doesn't mean it goes to the Kohanim. The Kohanim is coming for something else. It says that if the field is sold to someone else, at Yovel it goes to the Kohanim. So therefore, that's what we're saying is the source for Rabbi Elazar's halacha, that the only time it goes to the Kohanim in Yovel, those psukim are only talking about once someone bought the field from Hektish, someone was galut. So that's the source in the Havamina of Rabbi Elazar's halacha. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Sakina Harifa Mafsika Kra, says, what, are you going to use a sharp knife to slice up the psukim? You're, at the end of the day, you're doing something funny here. You're taking the first part of the pasuk and applying it to the end, and you're taking the second part of the pasuk and you're applying it to psukim that come later. So he's saying that's not the right way to do it. And Rashi says, Haluk Sivi Hachi, it's not written this way. Ela Hachi Sivi, it's written, so he says, rather you should look at it. Rashi says, Lo Yigal Od, that the end of the pasuk says that if it is not the pasuk that comes at the end of the part that says whether no one was goalit or it was sold, lo yigal od, it's no longer can go back to the owner, v'haya asada b'tseiso l'kohanim, and that rather the next pasuk later that comes and says that it's sold, that it goes out to the kohanim is talking regardless of whether someone was goalit or just the guy, no one was goalit till Yovel, it just goes out. So Abaya says that's not a good way to darshan the pasuk. Ela Amar Abaya. So Abaya says. So we're still looking. We're still seeking out the reason for Abaya's. For Rabbi Elazar's halacha that the field can only go to the kohanim once someone was poded from hektish, and it takes as many Yovels as it takes. So he says as follows: Time of Rabbi Elazar, Kedisanya, like we learned. Lo Yigal. All right. So now I'm just going to tell you. you should always pay attention to Daf Yomi. But if you pay attention well between here and the end of the Amud, then you're going to find the Amud Beis a lot easier, because Amud Beis is almost entirely a repetition of what we're learning now. So you have a double incentive to pay attention now. Okay, and it's complicated. Okay, so says Abaya. So he says, the Pasuk says, Lo yigal, yachol lo tehinigeles shetelefon of kiste mikna. So he says as follows, so what we're talking about here is as follows, that the Pasuk says that if the person, if it went to Yovel and he hadn't redeemed it himself, or it was sold to someone else, lo yigal, it can no longer be redeemed. So yachol lo tehinigeles shetelefon of kiste mikna. I might think that this is a special halacha, which is saying that once a person forfeited his right to his stay achuza, he can no longer redeem it in the future from hekdesh. He can no longer redeem it in the future from hekdesh, even for purposes of making it into stay mikna. So again, the question is as follows. That so here would be the scenario that if I was makdish my field, and I was not goel it, and then it came Yovel, so it went to the Kohanim, right? And a Kohen was makdish, so it went to a Kohen. The Kohen was makdish this field himself, and so this is now in a second Yovel cycle. In the second Yovel cycle, I came and I wanted to redeem it. So I might say, and now mind you, if I were to redeem it at this point, it would be just a stay mikna. I wouldn't get it as a stay achuza. I've already lost my rights to it as a stay achuza by having not been golet by the first Yovel, but I want to buy it as a stay mikna. I want to redeem it from hektish. So I might think that the pasuk that says, lo yigal, that you can't be goel the sada, that maybe that's going even in a subsequent Yovel, that if I want to be goel the sada, I can't. So Tam Alomer owed L'kamosha ha'isein in negeles, av negeles shetelafan of kiste mikna. So we're going to say as follows that. I jumped ahead here on something. So we have a brisa, and I gave you the explanation that's going to be the end explanation. But let's just start with it. Let's just start with that at face value. The sign lo yigal, it says you can't be gal. Yachol lo tenegeles shetelafan of kiste mikna. I might think that I can't even get it as a stay mikna. Tam alomer od, therefore it says the word od, l'kamosha haisa ene negelas av negelas shetelefanu kistei mikna, that I only don't get it back in the stei achuza sense, but I could in the future get it as a stei mikna. So now the Gemara wants to know, Amos, what is this brisa talking about? So ilema b'yovel rishon, so if we're saying that I'm makdish the field, and we're still in this yovel cycle, so, and that's what it means when it says that, that I can no longer be podet, is that in the first Yovel Rishon, he says, Amai eni negeles, stei achuza nami have. He says, why shouldn't I, if this is the first Yovel, I'm in the 25th year of a Yovel, it's like I'm makdish my field, of course I should be able to be golet. That's the basic halacha of a stei achuza, is I'm able to go and be golet. So it can't be talking about Yovel Rishon. So ela pshita be Yovel Sheni. So rather, what's it saying? It's going in Yovel Sheni, which is to say that in the second Yovel, so how would we understand this? That I was makdish my field, and what we're saying is that it went to Yovel and no one was galit, and now it comes to Yovel Sheni, and there we're saying that I might think that I can no longer be podet from hektish at all, even in Yovel Sheni. So now we're saying, but I can, I just can't get it back as a stei achuza. So uleman, according to who are we talking about? That in Yovel Sheni, I should be able to buy it, just not as a stei achuza. It can't be going according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are of the opinion that, once I'm makdish a field and Yovel hits, it for sure goes to the Kohanim, either for free, or in exchange for payment, but I no longer have any ability to be, it no longer is in the property of Hektish that someone could be Golet. El Alav, so rather, what must the Bryce be talking about? Rabbi Eliezer, Shmamina, time of the Rabbi Eliezer, Mehacha. So we're saying as follows, so what must this be talking about? So when the Bryce tells us that I might think that I can no longer redeem it ever again, So says the Braisa, no, I can redeem it just as a stay mikneh, but not as a stay achuzah. So what is this talking about? We're saying it can't be talking about the first yovel during the cycle in which I'm makdish it, because then of course I can redeem it as a stay achuzah. So it must be talking about yovel sheni to say that in the second yovel, I can't be galit as a stay achuzah, but I can be galit as a stay mikneh, and therefore, so let's go through my scenario again. 25 years into yovel, I'm makdish asadah. 25 years later comes yovel, and I wasn't makdish it, and now 25 years into the next yovel, I decide to be galit, right? So the idea is, at that point, the Braisa is teaching us, don't read lo yigal, that you can never redeem it again, and therefore I can't buy it 25 years into the next yovel. Rather, lo yigal od, you can't redeem it to be the way it was before. So by redeeming it now, I cannot make it back into my stay achuzah, because that was forfeited already by not having redeemed it by the first yovel, but I can still buy it as a stay mikneh. So now when we're talking about buying in a yovel sheni, who is that going according to? It can't be going according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, because it's not available to be redeemed in the second yovel, because it belongs to the Kohanim. It must be going according to Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, this pasuk, lo yigal od, that it should no longer be redeemed the way it was to a stay achuzah, but it could be a stay mikneh, must be talking about yovel sheni. If it's talking about yovel sheni, this is the source for Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, that there's such an idea of a yovel sheni. What is the idea of a yovel sheni? Is that the field cannot go to the Kohanim until someone is goal of the field, and therefore I could be the one who's goal it, but mind you, I'm being goal it as a stay mikneh, that I get it for the remaining 25 years of the second yovel, but not as a stay achuzah. So that could be a source for Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, does that make sense? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, hi od, my darshi bay. So you say, wait a second, you're gonna tell me that this brisa, which is darshaning the word od, is talking about a yovel sheni. But that doesn't make sense, because that works according to Rabbi Eliezer, but what about according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda? There is no yovel sheni that I can be goalet, because it went out to the Kohanim in yovel. So how would they understand this pasuk of od? So I don't like your explanation of the brisa. So rather, it's going to be what I initially explained it, which I was jumping ahead. But so says the Gemara, Allahu Akbar, what are we talking about here? I'm going to give you a way to understand it, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon can also be darshan it, because it's not going to involve yovel sheni. So what are we saying? As follows, besada shiyatzu l'kohanim, that you had a sada. I was makdish a field. I was not goel it. What happens with it in yovel? It goes out to the kohanim. V'kdesha. And it could even be, it could just be talking about the following. I was, to cover even Rabbi Eliezer's case, because we're trying to make this work according to everyone. So I was makdish a field. Someone else is goel it. What happens, so I lost my opportunity to redeem it. What happens in Hekdesh? It goes out to the Kohanim according to everyone. So now, you have Reuven the Kohen, now got this field, Sadash Yatzel Kohanim, Vekdesha Kohen, and Reuven decide to be Makdish the field, right? V'asu Bailam Lemifrake, and now I come back, and I want to be the one who's poded from Hekdesh, from Reuven the Kohen having been Makdish it. Now, so therefore we're gonna say, Soka Daitachamina Lotifrak Shetelefon of Kiste Mikna, I might think that, look, the Pasuk says, Lo Yigal, that I as the original owner can never redeem it again, and therefore I cannot redeem it even in the second Yovel from the Hekdesh that Reuven the Kohen made. Tamalomer Od, therefore it says that Lo Yigal Od, it should no longer be Lekemosha Haisein in the Gelos Havan Gelos Shetelefonim Kiste Mikna. So it's saying, I cannot, it is true the Pasuk says Lo Yigal, but it says Lo Yigal Od, which means I cannot be the redeemer to restore it to my status as a stay achuzah, but I can be a redeemer to restore it to the status of a stay mikneh. So mind you, let's just play this out a little further. Now that we have this braiso, it's coming to teach us the following halacha. I'm makdish a stay achuzah. Someone else comes and buys it. I've now forfeited my right to restore its status as a stay achuzah. So what happens? Automatically comes yovel, it goes out to the kohanim. Now, Reuven the Kohen got this field, and Reuven was makdish it himself. Nothing to do with me. Except that I now come along and say, I want to be goalet from Hekdesh. I like this field. It used to be my field. I want to be goalet from Hekdesh. Now, mind you, when I'm goalet from Hekdesh, let's say in year 25, I only have the remaining years till Yovel to have it. At that point, where does it go? It goes to Kohanim, not Reuven the Kohen, because he got this as his stay achuzah. He was makdish it, and he wasn't goalet because I was goalet. So now it goes to the Kohanim. That's the halacha, and that's what we're coming to say. So therefore, so we've now explained the Braisa in a way that Lo Yigal Od is not talking about a Yovel Sheni. So we have no source for Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, and rather it's talking about it's talking about a different case, which is the Kohen who's Makdishit. So now mind you that we've now established a case. I really shouldn't do this, but I'm going to give a 30-second teaser to something, a very interesting halacha, which is that you now have this halacha that Ode means to the way something was, and to be exactly the way something was, but you could do it a little bit differently. This gets into the very fascinating sugya of how you can't live in Mitzrayim. And people talk about this. The Rambam brings this halacha, and he brings three sources for how you can't, three psukim for why you can't live in Mitzrayim. Now, mind you, everyone talks about the fact that the Rambam himself lived in Mitzrayim. But you get into the issue of the Yerushalmi talks about that you can go to Mitzrayim for business. You can be there for business. You just can't be there to regularly live. That's very much tied into the Pasuk. Each of the Psukim about Mitzrayim use the word Ode. And so this gets into Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And the reason they Paskin, one of the reasons they Paskin like the Yerushalmi, according to those who Paskin like the Yerushalmi, that you can go back to Mitzrayim and live there for business purposes, is because you see from our Gemara that you have lined up all of these Tanayim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Eliezer, as teaching you that Lo Yigal Ode means back to the way it was. So therefore, when we lived in Mitzrayim, as Avadim, we were there as Avadim. We weren't there for business. So you could go back to Mitzrayim in a way that's not for the way we were there, which was residence. We could go back for business. So that's an interesting... you wouldn't have thought this sugya relates to living in Mitzrayim, but it has to do with how you darshan Ode. Okay, continues the Gemara and says, "Vahatanya, I'm going to bring you a brisa that supports this idea that you could have a owner go and buy a field, but he cannot restore his steachuza status. So what's this talking about? The pasuk that's written." That Be'etzem is talking about a stay mikna. So what's the halach of a stay mikna? If I sell, Reuven sells me a field, right? And so, now this is, he wasn't makdish and he sold it to me. So this is a stay mikna. So, I buy it 40 years before Yovel. In 40 years, it goes back to Reuven, right? So the pasuk says, B'shnas ha-Yovel, Yoshev ha-Sodel ha-Sher Keneo me'ito. That in the year of Yovel goes back to the person who I bought it from. Now this particular pasuk, the way we're understanding it is that we're actually understanding it as follows. If someone was, I bought a field, I was makdashit, and then I redeemed it, right? So, we're saying as follows. So that's a very unique explanation of the pasuk, but that's what the pasuk is coming to talk about. But it says, so that's the case we're dealing with. B'shnas ha-Yovel, the Sada returns to the one I bought it from. So remember, I bought it from a guy, then I was Makdish, and then I bought it from Hekdish. So I bought it twice, right? So now we're gonna talk about it. Yachol, I might think, Yachzer le-Gizbar shelachol mimenu. I might think, what does it mean to the person I bought it from? It means from the Gizbar, who I bought it from the second time, that maybe it goes back to Hekdish. Talmud Lomar, therefore it says, La-Shir lo achuzas ha-aretz, to the one who has the chuzo, who has the ancestral right, which was who? Reuven, who I bought it from originally. Yomer la'asher lo achuzas ha'aretz. Mal tamalam la'asher kanei me'ito. So it says, wait a second. So in other words, if you're telling me that the field always goes back to the original guy, Reuven, who I bought it from the first time, not the Gizbar, who I bought it from the second time, so don't say la'asher kanei me'ito. Don't say the one who I bought it from. Just say to the person who has the achuzo. And then obviously that's not the Gizbar. It goes back to Reuven, who sold it to me in the first place. So says the Gemara, So what we're actually going to say is as follows. So we were learning a pasuk that had to do with stay mikna, but we have these words la'asher kaneu me'ito, which don't seem to add anything. If the halacha you're trying to tell me is that if I buy from Reuven, I'm makdish, and then I redeem it goes back to Reuven. So just say it goes back to the guy who has achuzo. Why do I say to the one who I bought it from? So we're going to say that actually these words aren't talking about stay mikna. They're talking about a case of stay achuzo, which is how it's going to be a support to what we're learning. So therefore, we read it as follows. So what's the point of saying these words? It's actually coming to tell us something about stay achuzo, which is sada sheyatzis ala kohanim, that if a sada went to the Kohanim because the owner who had been makdish was not podet, umachra kohen. And now we're talking about a different case. We're not talking about the case we talked about before. We're talking about it before we talked about the case that Reuven the kohen was makdisha. Now we're talking about Reuven the kohen sold it. Vekdesha, and then the person who bought it from Reuven the kohen was makdisha. The guy who bought it from Reuven the Kohen. So we're going to say Shimon bought it from Reuven the Kohen. Vigala Acher. And someone else was Goalit. Yachol Tachsu Lebailam Arishonim. Tamalomer Lasher Koneu Meito. So we're saying as follows. That here's the scenario. I'm Makdish a field. We're now going back in history a little further because that's what the Gemara is leading us to. I'm Makdish a field. I am not Goalit. Someone else is Goalit. I lose it. It goes to the Kohanim, right? Now, Reuven the Kohen gets it. He sells it to Shimon. Shimon is Makdish it, right? And someone else buys it, Levi, right? So now it's going to go back to someone, right? It's going to go back to some prior owner because Levi, who bought it, obviously only bought it till Yovel. So the question is, comes Yovel, who does it go back to? So we have two choices. We could go back to me, right? Because I was the way original owner of the Achuzo, or it could go back to Reuven the Kohen, who sold it. And the answer is, who should it go back to? It should go back to Reuven the Kohen because I forfeited my achuza right. He received it as a stay achuza. He was never makdish and he just sold it. Obviously, he was only selling until then. But the pasuk saying, once it's saying it goes back to someone, I might think it goes back to Lasher lo achuza sa'art, to the one who was the achuza guy, which would mean all the way back to me. So we're saying, no, it goes to Lasher kaneu me'ito, to the one you bought it from. Who was that? That was Reuven the Kohen. Tamalomer lasher kanei meito. So therefore, what do we see from there? We see from there that a support to what we've said before, which is the idea that I forfeit my right as a achuza owner once Yovel passes, and even if there's a future reversion to the original owner, it does not go to me. And we can take this a step further and say as follows. If I'm makdish my field, someone is Goalit. It goes to the Kohanim. Reuven the Kohen sells it to Shimon. Shimon is Makdish it, and I redeem it from Hekdish. So I'm only redeeming it as a Mikneh owner, and comes Yovel, it's going to go back to Reuven the Kohen. It does not come back to me. So you see a second source for this idea that if someone who's Makdish his Steachuza loses his entitlement to it, and that the Kohanim get it as their own Steachuza. So says the Gemara, v'itzrach lo yigal, v'itzrach lo yigal, v'itzrach lo mechtav l'asher kaneo. And we need both of these. So we have two brises. One that's saying, from asher yigal, lo yigal, owed, that I can't redeem it the way it used to be, but I can redeem it. But the idea is, I cannot restore it as a steachuzo. Or we have l'asher kaneo me'ito, which is to say that it goes back to Reuven the coin and not back to me, the original person whose steachuzo was. Both cases, because when I'm makdish my field, if I lose my rights, I'm no longer an achuza owner and I can't restore it. But says the Gemara, we need both of them. Why? The ikaz of Rachmana lo yigal, de lo kahadra klal. So had it written the case of the Braiso where it's lo yigal, it's not going back to any former owner. Rather, it's going to coin. So remember, let's remember the case of lo yigal. I was makdish a field. It went... Someone was Gola from Hekdish and went to Hekdish. Hekdish, therefore, so at the end of Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim, right? Reuven, the Kohen, was, now ended up with the field. He was Makdish it. And then I was Gola the field, right? So now the question is, now comes Yovel, who's it gonna go to? Goes to the Kohanim. Because Reuven was Makdish his, Reuven the Kohen was Makdish his Steachuzo. So now, and I was the Goel, so the answer is it goes back to him. But it goes to the Kohanim. So what do you see? That in this instance, the scenario that we painted for Lo Yigal, there's no returning it to an owner. In both Yovels, it went to the Kohanim. So I might say, once there's no going back to an owner, so then, in other words, we needed to teach us that case to say that that if it's not going to any owner, so it doesn't go back to me. But I might think, so he says, Aval hacha, but this case, the case of Lasher Koneh Me'ito, Dikahadra, it's going back to someone. In other words, so in this case, so remember now, this case is as follows. I'm Makdish the field. It's someone else's gullet. It goes to Hekdish. It gets distributed to the coin. Reuven the coin sells it to Shimon. Shimon is Makdish it. I am gullet, right? As the thing, and then comes Yovel. So now, who's it going to go back to? It can either go back to, in this case, it's not going to the Kohanim. It's going to one, whoever Zachuza it is. So who are the choices? Reuven the Kohen or me? So I might say as follows. But here where it's going back to some Achuza owner, Tehadra Lamarakama. So I would think maybe it goes back to me. So therefore, Kasav Rahman Lasher Kanei Me'ito. That therefore I say that it goes back to the person who he bought it from, which is who? That's Reuven the coin. Because Reuven the coin only sold it as a stay mikneh. He was not makdish it, so there's no reason Reuven the coin, who was granted it when I failed to be Gaul the Sada and Yovel came, there's no reason he should lose it. So that's why I had to tell you both cases. One, to tell you that when there's no return to, there's no return to a former owner and it's just going to the Kohanim, that it does not come back. In other words, I don't get to keep it as a stay achuza, even though I was the one who was Gaul it. And then the second case is coming to tell us that even when it is going back to some Achuza owner, it goes back to Reuven the Kohen, who is the second Achuza owner, not me, because I forfeited my rights. I needed to tell you both. Now continues the Gemara and really just repeats the drasha that we have at the end of our thing. We ikas rachman lasher kaneu. If it only said lasher kaneu de lo kayavi bailam dame. So he says that's talking about. I'm sorry. This is continuing the why we needed both cases. If we only wrote lasher kaneu meito. So what case is that? That's talking about a case where someone, I was makdish a field. It was forfeited. It went to the Kohanim. Reuven the Kohen sold it, right? So then what we're saying is, that we're saying that Reuven the Kohen, so what happened here that Reuven got money, but money didn't go to Hekdesh, so we're saying it comes back to Reuven. That's the Loka Yave Bailam Dame. That no one gave money to Hekdesh to redeem it. Aval Hacha de Kayave Dame, taken be a Dayu, Kasa Rachmana Lo Yigal. So we're saying as follows, that if the owner, so in this case, what happened, the owner in me, I went back later and tried to buy back my field, so I actually gave money to Hekdesh, so in that case, it still says, Lo Yigal, that even though I'm the one who gave money, I cannot be the one, I do not get it back as a stay achuza. V'i kasav rachmana v'lo yigal v'lo kasav od. So this is the part that the Gemara is really repeating what we said before, that if the Pasuk had just written Lo Yigal, and it didn't write Lo Yigal od, hava mina lo tifra klal, kasav rachmana od, l'kamosha hoise, and in galos hava nigalos shetei lefanum kistei mikna. So he says this is the original lima that we learned, that Ode tells me that I cannot go back to having it as an Achuza owner once I lose it at Yovel, but I can go back to buying it as a Stay Mikna owner. Okay, so all of this, let's just remember the structure of the Gemara, what we had so far. We were trying to learn the halacha of Rabbi Eliezer. How does Rabbi Eliezer know that the field never goes to the Kohanim unless someone was pulled in? So we said, we tried to say, you slice up the psukim. We said, no, you can't slice psukim like that. So then we wanted to say that this lo yigal ode, we're going to explain the Bryce's case to be dealing with a scenario where there's a yovel sheni. So we say, no, it's not talking about yovel sheni. Lo yigal ode is coming to teach you a halacha that you cannot restore a stei achuza's owner's, a stei achuza owner who forfeits his stei achuza can be a purchaser. He's not precluded from being a purchaser as a purchaser of stei mikna. He's just precluded from becoming from restoring his achuza status. And we brought, so that was lo yigal od. We brought another raya to that from another brisa, which darshins the pasuk of lasher kaneu meito. So we now have two brisas that supported that, and we've now explained why we needed each, and we wouldn't have known the halachas from one from the other, and we had both. So where does this leave us in terms of understanding where Rabbi Eliezer gets his proof that a coin can't get it to a gaul? It leaves us nowhere. because we've taken the brayso and explained it to be talking about something else entirely. So says the Gemara, my habayala. So what's the conclusion about this question of where did Rabbi Elazar get his halacha? Amarava, Amarkra, the pasuk says, v'haya hasada betseso b'yovel, that the pasuk says that when it goes, when the field goes out in Yovel, betseso miyad acher, it means that it has to be going out from another person. So let's just see. Rashi says, betseso, mashma, kishetetse miyad goel, also, I'm sorry, yeah, hold on one second, let's just see what it is. Okay, so what we're saying is as follows, that when the pasuk that talks about betseso biyovel, v'haya asada betseso biyovel, that the sada, when it goes out in Yovel, should go to the Kohanim, what does it mean, betseso biyovel? So our model for betseso biyovel is talking about a stay mikna. In other words, that's where we know what it means for a sada to go out, because we know the halacha by a stay mikna is that if someone sells a stay mikna, betseso biyovel, it goes out from Hekdesh. So what's our model of betseso biyovel? Betseso biyovel is talking about where something leaves the property, where something leaves the property of a purchaser, right? So therefore, what we're saying is as follows, that the pasuk that says, I'm sorry if I wasn't explaining this well, let me start again. The pasuk which says that the field goes out to the Kohanim in Yovel is talking betseso biyovel, when it goes out in Yovel. Where do we know this term betseso biyovel? We know it from stay mikna, that if someone buys a field with 25 years left to Yovel, he gets the field for 25 years and then it goes out in Yovel. Who does it go out in that case to? It goes out to the person who was the original achuza owner. But what do you see? You see that the case of going out in Yovel, betseso biyovel, it goes out from someone else, is what we see from stay mikna, where it was purchased by someone. So too here, when the pasuk says, when the field goes out in Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim, it's talking about a case where someone had purchased the field and now it's going out in Yovel. So even though the stay mikna and this case are different, because in one it's going back to the achuza owner and in this case it's going to the Kohanim, but the concept of betseso biyovel is talking about where one person, where someone was podet. So says Rabbi Elazar, it only works when someone is podet. Okay, now we're going to go very, very fast on base, and because the Gemara is basically going to go through exactly the same thing, but to try to prove a different point, and it's actually not going to prove it, and all the way at the end we're going to have to say, my Abi Allah, what was the conclusion? But as follows, Ibailu asked the Gemara, Balim biyovel sheni ka'achar domo olo. So the question is as follows. So Rabbi Elazar told us that if I'm makdish estei achuza, no one was goel it, right? And so comes Yovel, what happens? Nothing, because no one was goel it, so therefore it goes into Yovel Sheni. So now the question is, if in Yovel Sheni I come along and I am goel it from Hekdesh, am I like the, in other words, does it just toll my ability to be the achuza, to restore my achuza, and therefore if I'm goel it from Hekdesh, I become the estei achuza owner? Or do I say, sorry, my right to purchase it as an achuza owner was forfeited when Yovel came, and now that it's in Yovel Sheni, if I buy it, I'm only getting it as a stay mikna, and then at the end of that Yovel, then it'll go to the Kohanim because someone, me, was goel it, but I didn't get it back as a stay achuza. So that's the Gemara's question. Does my ability, the fact that it rolls into Yovel Sheni, do I still have the ability to pull it as an achuza owner, or do I only have the ability to buy it as a mikna owner? So Tashma, come in here. The Braisa says, lo yigal. The pasuk says that you can't be gal. Yochel lo tehne gelo shetei lefanam kistei mikna. I might think that maybe it means I can never buy it. I can never buy it in Yovel Sheni. Talmud Lomar, oh, the kamosha haitza ene nigelos hava nigelos shetei lefanam kistei mikna. So we're saying that the pasuk says that I can buy it just as a mikna owner, but not as an achuza owner. So Amos, what case are we talking about? Ilema biyovel rishon. If it's saying I can't buy it as an achuza owner, it's talking about in the first yovel that I'm makdashit. I'm mayan in the gelas achuza nami have. So I'm the guy who was makdashit. Of course I should be able to be poded to become a stay achuza. So it can't be talking about Yovel Rishon. El Pshita biYovel Sheni. But rather, it's in Yovel Sheni. Uleman. So who is it that we can have a Yovel Sheni concept? E L'Rebbe Yehuda B'Rebbe Shimon L'Kohanim Nafka. It can't be Rebbe Yehuda B'Rebbe Shimon because there is no Yovel Sheni according to them. Because when I'm Makdish a field and I'm not Goel, come Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim, either for money or not for money, but it does not roll into a Yovel Sheni. So El Alav, Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi Lazar, that it goes into Yovel Sheni according to Rabbi Eliezer. And what do you see? Ushma Minah, Bailam, Yovel Sheni, Ka'achar Damu. You see that the Bailam and Yovel Sheni are like someone else. Why? Because what did the Braisa say? The Braisa said that I am not allowed to buy, on earth, I'm allowed to buy it as a stay mikna, I just can't buy it as a stay achuza. So what do you see? You see that when Yovel hit and rolled into Yovel Sheni, my right was forfeited. And the Brice is telling me I can only buy it as a mikna buyer, I cannot restore my status as an achuza buyer. So the Gemara says, with Tisbara, well, that doesn't make sense because you're darshaning lo yigal od to be talking about a Yovel Sheni. But Yovel Sheni, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, hi od, my darshi bay. You can't say that the Brice is talking about Yovel Sheni and that's what od is coming to tell you. You're establishing the case to be one of Yovel Sheni, but Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon don't hold of Yovel Sheni because they hold that the field went out to the Kohanim. So rather, we're going to have to explain the Braisa differently. But rather, what are we talking about here? B'sadr she yatzah the Kohanim. The Sadr went out to the Kohanim. V'ekdesha Ruvain the Kohen was Makdish. V'ekdesha Kohen, the Kohen was Makdish. V'asu Bailam Lemifrake. And I'm now coming along and saying, I want to be the one to be poded. So Sokadaitachamina, I might have thought, Lo Tifrak, when the pasuk says lo yigal, that the owner cannot be gal, it's saying I can't be gal in any instance, even to become a stay mikna owner in the second that I can't even come to a stay mikna owner, that I can't be the one who buys it from Hekdesh after Reuven the Kohen was makdish it. Talmud Lomar, oh the kamosha haysen in the gals amin gals shetei lefanim kistei mikna. That says no, I'm allowed to buy it. I just, in other words, that is, so again, the scenario, I'm Makdish a field, so, no, and it goes, it, someone else was pulled ahead, so therefore it goes out to the Kohanim, Reuven the Kohen was Makdish it, and now I'm the one who was Goyalit from Hektish, so we say, that's fine, I can be Goyalit, but what do I get? I just get the remainder of the time till Yovel, and then it goes to the Kohanim, because I forfeited my Achuza originally, and then Reuven the Kohen forfeited his Achuza when I bought it, but I do not get it back as an Achuza owner. So that's a way that we're able to explain the Braisa that covers Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar, so therefore we have no proof to our question. Now the Gemara is going to do the same thing it did before. It's going to say, I'll show you another Braisa that supports this idea that an Achuza owner forfeits his Achuza ownership rights. So in other words, we did the lo yigal, now we're going to do lasher kanei me'ito. So it says the pasuk, yashav asada lasher kanei me'ito, that the pasuk says it goes back to the person who bought it from, yachol yachsel legizbar. So this is talking, the pasuk is talking about a case where I bought a field, I was makdish it, and then I redeemed it. So the question is, does it go back? So obviously I only did a mikneh. So the question is, does it go back to the gizbar who sold it to me, or does it go back to the original guy who sold it to me? So says the Gemara, yachol yachsel legizbar. I might think it goes to the gizbar. Shalachay mena that I bought it from him the second time. Tamalomer la shelo achuzah zaris. No, it goes back to the achuza guy who I bought it from the first time I purchased. So ask the Gemara, ma tamalomer la shakaneu. Wait a second. So if you're telling me that it goes back to the one who had the achuza, don't say la sher kaneu. Just say it goes back to the guy who had the achuza. Why are you saying to the guy you bought it from? You're just confusing me because maybe I might think it's the Gizbar. So says the Gemara, no, the reason we say Lasher Kanei Meito is talking about a case of Stei Achuza, not Stei Mikna, and is telling you, Sada Shiatza the Kohanim, that if a Sada went to the Kohanim and Reuven the Kohen got it, Umachra Kohen and Reuven the Kohen sold it. Vekdesha, he sold it to Shimon. Shimon was Makdashid. Vekdesha Lokeach. Shimon the Lokeach was Makdashid. Vegala Acher. And even if I'm the one who comes and engoil it, Yachol Taksa Lebailam Marishanim, I might think that when it comes back, because it's now going back to some original owner, it's going to come back to me, whether I'm Makdish or someone else. Tamalomer Lasher Kaneu, no, that it goes back to the one you bought it from, meaning Reuven the Kohen. Because in this case, Reuven the Kohen is not forfeiting it. He just sold it. He got it as a Stei Achuza because I forfeited it. And now he sold it, so he should get it back at Yovel. So we see yet another source that I lose my rights as a Stei Achuza owner once Yovel passes. And that anything that goes back to the guy who was either goes to the Kohanim or goes back to the guy who was the Achuz owner. So it says the Gemara, V'itzrach l'mechtor v'lo yigal, V'itzrach l'mechtor v'lasher kaneo. You need both. The ikas of Rachman lo yigal. So I might say that lo yigal, the like kohadra klal. Because in the case of lo yigal, we're talking about where I forfeited it and Reuven the Kohen forfeited. So I might say in that case, we're dealing, but, kas of Rachman lasher kaneo, that therefore came to tell you that even if someone was a Kona'it, so we're dealing with a Stei Mikna, and therefore there is going to be a return to an original owner, so we're not talking about a passing to the Kohanim, So there's a question, does it go back to the original owner in the second Yovel, or to me, the original owner in the first Yovel? So that's the added chiddush of Lasher Kaneu. Because of Rachman Lasher Kaneu, and if it had just written Lasher Kaneu, the Loka Yavi Bailim Dame, where the owner is not giving money to Hektish because no one was podet. So he says, Aval Hachod Yavi Bailim Dame, the second be a dayu. But in this case, where the Bailim are the ones who did the redemption. So in other words, that in the case of Lo Yigal is talking about where I am now buying it as a Mikna owner. So, but maybe I'll say that since someone gave money to Hektish, in this case me, to take him be a dayu, it should stay in my hands. Kasa Rachmana Lo Yigal, that, I can buy it. And even though I'm the one who gave money to Hektish, but I buy it only as a stay Mikna owner, I don't restore my status as a achuz owner. Because of Rachman Allah, you go of Allah, you cuss of owed. And what does the word owed add? Because hava minil tifra klal. I might have thought that, I, as the original owner, can never buy it even as a Mikna owner. Because of Rachman Allah, the Kamosha, I said in the Gelt, have in the Gelt, should the Hale of Hanum can stay Mikna. But I can go back to owning it the way, that I cannot go back to owning it as a stay achuz owner, but I can own it as a stay Mikna. So this is exactly the same sequence of Gemara, but basically we're in the same place, which is we tried to bring this whole brisa to prove that there's such a thing as a yovel sheni, and that the owner, when a yovel sheni comes, the yovel forfeited my rights of restoration. And even though I'll be the first one to be goaled in yovel sheni, I get it as a stay mikna, not as a stay achuza. So we're saying no, there's no raya, because that's actually talking about a totally different case in a way that fits Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, we don't have an answer to the question of what happens, according to Rabbi Lezer, if it rolls into Yovel Sheni, and I'm the owner who redeems it. So said the Gemara, Ma'ave Allah, what's the conclusion? Tashma, come and hear Rabbi Lezer, Omer. Rabbi Lezer says, Gola Bailam B'Yovel Sheni, Yotze L'Kohanim B'Yovel. That if I do the redemption in the Yovel Sheni, what happens to it at the end of the next Yovel? It goes to the Kohanim. Because it does not come back to me. Because finally, in other words, it rolled into Yovel Sheni because no one was goalit. I was goalit, I get it to Yovel, but in Yovel it now goes to the Kohanim. So you see a Braisa Mefurish saying that the owner's right is forfeited when he reaches the first Yovel, and if he's the one who's goalit in the second Yovel, all that does is enable the Kohanim to get it at the second Yovel. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi Ha'anan Lo Tanan Hachi. But our Mishnah didn't say that, because our Mishnah said, Rabbi Lezer said, Eina Kohanim Nechnasun L'Tocha Ashi Galena Acher. It says that the Kohanim can't go in until someone else was goalit. You're telling me that if I was goalit in Yovel Sheni, it goes to the Kohanim, but the Mishnah said that the Kohanim don't go in until someone else is goalit. And here, in this case, I was the one who was goalit, so the Mishnah implies, not like you, that if, because I'm not an Acher, I'm the original owner. So why are you saying that it only works to go to the Kohanim? You just said it goes to the Kohanim after I was goalit, but I'm not an Acher. So I'm lay, Bailam B'Yovel Sheni Ka'acher Damu. He says, no, you are an Acher, because if I was Makdish the field, in this Yovel, no one was po'd there from Hektish, and now went into Hektish, I no longer am relevant to this equation, and if I come to be Galit, I'm treated like an Acher, I'm like any other person who's Galit, and therefore I'm only buying it as a Mikneh, and come Yovel, it'll go out to the Kohanim. Ika de Amri, just a different version that has Rabbi Elazar saying the exact opposite. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Gula B'Yovel Sheni, Eina Yotzel Kohanim B'Yovel. This one is saying that if I, the owner, it rolls into Yovel Sheni, and I'm the one who's poded, it does not go to the Kohanim, and I've restored my status as the Stei Achuza owner. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Afanan Amitinio, we learned that in our Mishnah. Why? Because it said, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Eina Kohanim Nechassel Tachashi Galena Acher. It only goes to the Kohanim if someone else was Golet. But if I was the one who was Golet in Yovel Sheni, it goes back. So he says that there's a proof from our Mishnah. So he says, you're right. He says that is a good raya from our Mishnah. He says, but if you only had the Mishnah, I might have thought that I am treated like an Acher, and therefore it should go to the Kohanim at the end of the second Yovel, not to me, Kamash Malon, that the halacha is that it goes back to me. I'm able to restore my Achuza status. So all the way at the end of the thing, we have two Girsas of the Gemara. One that says that if according to Rabbi Lezer, rolls into Yovel Sheni, and I'm Goalit, too bad, I'm like any other person, I'm an Acher, and it goes to the Kohanim. The second version said, no, if I'm the original owner, and I'm Goalit in Yovel Sheni, I restore my Achuza status, it does not go to the Kohanim, and in fact, our Mishnah supports that view, because it says v'lo yigalena acher, that it only can go to the Kohanim when someone else was Goalit, and in this case I, the original Achuza owner, was Goalit, and therefore it comes back to me as a Stei Achuza.